You're listening to ABC Radio Perth
with Gillian O'Shaughnessy.
I think a couple of things. So I think I've spent the better part of the last 20 years kind of observing the nature of, I guess, the urban sprawl and people just getting more and acquiring more. And it's so easy to get caught up into that. And, you know, we've done that. We've got ourselves at the point where we'd, you know, had a 450 square metre apartment. House, I should say, on 800 square metre block. The trappings of success, but the more you get doesn't actually make you happier. You know, the things that make you happier is really having your time in a stress-free environment and I guess being mindful of really creating your ideal life. And I've been travelling a fair bit and looking at you know, different areas around the world and realised that across here in Perth, what we think is normal is actually quite extravagant by a lot of standards, especially when you consider the US or the UK or Hong Kong and the like. And I kind of just sitting back and saying, well, what's most important to us out of life? And that's sort of what prompted the conversation, just mindfully looking at our life and starting to redesign it, I guess.
And were you someone who was raised in that era that bigger is better and a large house is something to aspire to, that it says something about who you are?
Yeah. In fact, it goes deeper than that. My family actually came out of a civil war out of Rhodesia when it came to Zimbabwe and across out to here. And in the process of seeing what, I guess, that sort of trauma and devastation could do in a family, I was really aspiring to create a better life for our family. Got caught up into those trappings of bigger is better. And, you know, the external measures of a bigger house, nicer car, the trappings of wealth were a demonstration of happiness. And yeah, the more we got, the more we realised that that's actually fundamentally not true.
So you have, tell us a little bit about your family, because it wasn't just you that decided to make the decision to downsize Tony.
No, it wasn't, and I was joking with Brad, your producer, and said you probably would have done better getting our 20-year-old on the phone at the same time and asking his view of the version of it. But no, it's my wife and our older son who turns 21 in a couple of months, and our younger son who turns 17 next week. So it was a family of four solid people, shall we say?
Yes, indeed. I think you can say that. So you go from a house, this massive house on an 800 square metre block, to what?
To 140 square metre apartment.
So tell us about the apartment.
We weren't so much, I mean, the tiny house movement per se really takes it to another extreme. It's by definition of, I guess, the true fundamentals of tiny houses. They try to live in about 60 square metres, which, you know, I can't quite get my head around that small. But it did prompt the question of how big a footprint do we actually need to live in? And when we started looking, we said, well, could we live in as small as 140 square metres? It seemed to be the case that was possible. If you look back in Perth, as recent as 1984, that actually was the average house size in Perth. It's now 243 square metres, but, you know, just in our own city, it wasn't that long ago that the house we lived, or the space we're living in was the space the family was brought up in. And then you go along and look at the average house in Britain is only 76 square metres. And in Hong Kong, it's a fifth of the size of our average place here. And people seem to be surviving in that space. So, you know, it certainly didn't seem like that big an ask when we put it in that frame of reference, if you like.
So what has the adjustment? Tony Pennells is a financial educator. He and his family, that's the two one adult, one teenage son and his wife, downsized to a 140 square metre apartment from a big house. So tell us about the new apartment and what adjustments you've made.
Well, the hardest adjustment, firstly, was in our own minds, in our own heads, to be honest, to begin with. It was like, could we actually do this? You know, it seemed to be against the grain, against the norm. And what kicked us across the other side was we actually had a home invasion, and, you know, it left us a little bit, so we say, gun shy, and that kind of said, you know, no, we've been talking about this while, let's actually do it. And so getting into the apartment, there was a sense of safety, security. But we thought at the time, well, if it doesn't work, then we can always just change it and, you know, relocate to somewhere a bit more mindful. But at least now we know. And what we found was we had to give away a lot of our furniture. First of all, there was no way we could get the same furniture into this place here. So we ended up giving a heck of a lot of that away. And that actually simplified our life quite a bit. The adjustment was a lot easier, shall we say, than what we thought. It probably took us a couple of weeks to realise that we could happily survive here. Housework dropped back dramatically, which was a huge blessing, and that's something the kids really appreciated as well. Much easier to carry that through, and that ended up just buying us a lot more time. Because, you know, you weren't having to always feel like there was things to do around the house or the garden and things like that, so that it was an inadvertent blessing. And I guess probably from the challenge side was we've only got one main living area. In the previous house, we had three living areas. So, you know, we had more space, but then we didn't see each other as much. So now we see each other a lot more. We do a lot more things together. But the downside of that is sometimes you kind of want your own space. And so we end up, you know, going for walks, doing other things around our local area more than just in our own home.
Financially, what has it meant, Tony?
Oh, we got rid of a $600,000 mortgage down to nothing.
Wow.
That was massive.
Has it made you happier?
Yeah, without a doubt. We've definitely got more time. My wife cut back hours tremendously from full-time GP work to essentially only taking locum work every now and again, and bought us a lot more time. I'd say across the ledger, happier. Certainly occasional times you ask our kids, they'll probably say they get a bit of cabin fever every now and again, but I think it's far less than what we bought. And I can say our stress levels are down. As a whole, definitely far less financially vulnerable. Now, we've done reasonably well in our life, so we're blessed in that way. But when you consider the context of a lot of our friends and family that have been retrenched or downsized or not getting the hours they want, they're not getting the pay rises they were expecting, coming from a position of not having a big mortgage gives you so much more flexibility to be able to, you know, breathe if a catastrophe happens, or to pivot and rechange your path if you need to. So in my side of it, it's far more thumbs up than thumbs down.